WMFO in Medford. Morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neofolk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Snail Mail, Wild Nothing, and Far Caspian. Today's reissue song is from Elvis Costello and the Attractions of a re-release of their This Year's Model album. Also this morning at Entertainment, I have a new single from Blox. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Lily Black. Lily Black is really the name of a mixed-gender pop-punk four-piece out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Lily Senna fronts the band, and she's ably supported by Bobby Linscott, Phoebe Clark, and Liam Barry. Their manager, Mike Barry, a listener of my show, reached out to me directly with the band's brand new single, Covered Up, which just dropped on June 8th. It's got a great, fun feel to it. Check it out for yourself. It's new music from Lily Black here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, but you can't cover it up. Get higher so we can't get it.
was the latest material from Fabric Bear here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We are starting the new release show, Fabric Bear, which is a great name for a band. They're an unsigned alt-garage fuzz-pop rock trio from Edinburgh, Scotland. They're relatively new with only three singles to their name, with the latest single being Without You, which just came out June 8th, and it is, of course, the one I just aired. Changing musical direction from a tune from Sorry, which is a terrible name for a band, is a mixed-gender grunge post-punk rock band with a touch of shoegaze. They are currently based in London and have just recently signed to Domino Records to release a series of singles over the past 8 months. The latest single, Twinkle, just dropped June 6th. And it was more of the shoegaze quality to it. And I'm thinking a full-length album is in the works probably before the end of the year. New music from Sorry here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. That was the latest material from... She fooled me. Latest material from Wit Blue here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Wit Blue, which is W-I-T-B-L-U, two words, is an alt R&B funk singer-songwriter originally from Denver, but recently moved to Los Angeles, California. I pulled this quote from a review website about Wit Blue herself, and quote, it says, in her newest single, Burgundy, which you just heard, Wit has channeled slacker jazz pop a la Cardigans and has left us with a casual smooth dance floor gem. It's all about living life to the fullest with no guilt, and certainly that is a no guilt bop, unquote. It really hits the mark. Single just hit the streets on May 25th.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Here's a shout out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
See, the National Insurance Crime Bureau can be a little sarcastic. Anyway, next up is a new one from The Rare Flowers. The Rare Flowers, all one word, are a pleasant, light indie pop slash rock trio from New Brunswick, New Jersey. The band is two brothers, Jimmy and Kane Meriday, along with drummer Aaron Galubier. They describe their sound as a cross of 60s and 80s rock, kind of what they describe as the Beatles meet the Cars. Their debut self-titled EP is set for release on June 29th. In the interim, they have put out this pre-release single, New Generation, to spark some interest. New music from The Rare Flowers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Generation, we're always
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Blocks. We're going to have the latest here from Snail Mail. Music from Snail Mail here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and welcome to a beautiful Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining me here. Snail Mail is a stage name for a solo project from Lindsay Jordan. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. Snail Mail released their debut album, Habit, in 2016 when Lindsay was just 16. She was still in high school. She is now 18 and is signed to Matador Records with her sophomore effort, Lush, which was just released on June 8th. I played the pre-release single, Pristine, back in April of this year, but with the release of the entire album, I thought I'd play a deeper cut. The song I just featured there is called Speaking Terms. Well, it is time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and then, well, followed up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is blocks. And Blox is spelled B-L-O-X-X. They're a female-fronted alternative indie pop rock four-piece from Uxbridge, but currently make West London their base of operations. Ophelia, she's the driving force behind the band with her strong vocal presence and powerful guitar playing. These guys are a do-it-yourself kind of outfit. They launched an Indiegogo page to help fund the launching of their debut EP. With that in mind, they're trying to play as many gigs as possible and hopefully garnering some attention. Well, the strategy has seemed to be paying off. The singles that have been releasing on SoundCloud have been steadily getting more and more spins. The latest addition to that strategy is titled Second Opinion, which dropped on June 8th. So this is Blox. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Farm Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage that was Blocks with the song You, which was their debut single. It was originally released April 14th of 2017. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I posted it at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also look around a little bit. See, there's some videos housed there. Also, there's some links for some free downloads and also an email function if you want to send me a suggestion, a request, or just ask a question. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Elvis Costello and the Attractions. The album that has been reissued is this year's Model, which was originally released in 1978. So, Elvis Costello, whose real name is Declan McManus, was a huge artist for me when I was in high school. Yes, I am that old. His first album, My Aim Is True, came out in 1977, and man, I was all over it. Then came this year's Model, which had hits on it like Radio Radio, The Beat, and of course, this one, Pump It Up. So this is Elvis Costello with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Listen that, she said, that's that. I don't wanna chitter chat. got down Venice Beach.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here, spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two songs, that was the latest from Gabriella Cohen. Now, Gabriella Cohen, she fronts an indie rock all-female foursome that is from Melbourne, Australia. She came on strong in 2016 with the release of her debut full-length album, Full Disclosure and No Details, which got her a great deal of attention. Her follow-up disc is called Pink is the Color of Unconditional Love, which came out June 1st. That song you just sampled was Music Machine, which is the album's lead-off track. All right, well, it's keeping the music going here with a new track from Far Caspian. Far Caspian is the stage name for Joel Johnston, a talented singer-songwriter from Inniskillen in Northern Ireland. I first found him in November of 2017. Terrifically talented artist, and I've liked him. I did air quotes there, but you can't see that. On Facebook, so I can keep track of him, and that has paid off. Far Caspian has just released this new single, Holding on May 21st of this year, and that's what you're going to hear right now. New music from Far Caspian here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm not afraid to
New music from Wild Nothing here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tulsa University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you in music you might otherwise miss. Wild Nothing is essentially Jack Tatum, and he is, well, they are, I don't know how to describe them. They are getting ready to release a new album. The new disc will be titled Indigo, and it's scheduled to hit stores on August 31st. In the meantime, though, they released this single, Letting Go, to drum up some interest in the new project. Next up is a tune from Gosh, G-O-S-H. They're an unsigned indie pop rock quintet from Wollongong, Australia. They just recently formed in 2017 and self-released their first single in March of this year. They're back with another new single called Isle of Pines, which just came out June 5th. They also made a video, their first video ever, since they only have two songs, so I imagine it's not a big leap to think that. To support this track, I posted it at my website, which is tksmusic.com. You can check it out there as well. New music from Gosh here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Tell you about my time in Isle of Pines. People sang all day and everything was fine. Wanna tell you about everything you're missing there. It was clear to me, looking back from the sea. I didn't wanna go. As the ocean gently swayed, a native baby girl was laughing as she played. Wanna tell you about everything I witnessed there. The two times it was clear to me, looking back from the sea. Come away.
WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Randall Kent. Randall Kent, he's a producer, songwriter, and musician living in Nashville, Tennessee. Just recently released a single called Deep Into the Wild. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music You Might Otherwise Miss.